3. Love and eternal life are conditional. Now I need to take a turn here and link agape love to eternal life. How many of us know that eternal life is coupled with conditional authority? It is upon condition that we keep God's commandments. Adam and Eve were both in the garden with Satan. It is more likely than not, or beyond a reasonable doubt, that Satan fell in the garden with Adam. That was when iniquity was found in Satan. Satan's job was to minister to Adam. While performing his regular duties, Satan realized that Adam had a form of authority that he himself did not have. That was unconditional authority. It was the same authority that man associated with the Tower of Babel had. On the other hand, Satan's authority was conditional. His authority was upon condition that he was obedient to God's word. When Satan fell, he lost his authority. Yet, with Adam's authority, Satan could come against God and still maintain some of his authority. That is when his plan to acquire Adam's authority took root. That is when iniquity was found in Satan. Angels' authority, like eternal life, is conditional authority. How do we know that eternal life is conditional authority? Let me give you an alternative and probably a better point of view of the tree of eternal life. Some believe that when we eat from the tree of eternal life, we automatically live forever, even if we discontinue eating. They believe things because of their interpretation of Genesis 3:22, which reads, "And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil, and now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." Some people believe that because Adam nor Eve lived forever, that Adam never put forth his hand, and ate from the tree of eternal life. That is not rightly discerning the word of God. Now is the key word, whether or not they ate before they sinned. The point is that God does not have now, nor has he ever had a way for man, to live forever in sin. Yet, because as far as we know, man has always had free will. Are we to believe that there was a time when Adam could have put forth his hand and eaten, and then afterwards sinned, and still lived forever? Of course not. That is why death was introduced, so that man would not stay sick and live forever. The primary function of the tree was for the healing of the nations, as said in Revelation 1, 2. We know that the tree was in the middle or midst of the garden. Adam and Eve probably passed the tree more than any other tree in the garden. There was no prohibition against eating from the tree of eternal life. There is not a good reason to believe that Adam nor Eve had not already eaten from the tree before their fall. Nevertheless, when they did eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the Bible says that God shut off their access to the tree of eternal life, so that they could not continue to eat from the tree of eternal life. That is when they stopped eating from the tree of eternal life, or the body of Jesus, then they began to die, and it took 1,000 years for death to fully manifest. Thus the tree of eternal life would be more like a fountain of youth, which would cause them to soar like an eagle. For the Bible says, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." What Revelation says is that an attribute of the tree is that it is for the healing of the nations. What I see in the text is that when they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that they instantaneously died spiritually. Nevertheless, they began to die physically because they were denied access to their healing. That physical death took 1,000 years to fully manifest. Revelation goes on to say, "Here beginneth the reading of God's holy word." Revelation 21, 1-5. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Revelation 22, 1-3 and 13-14. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word. In the future, New Jerusalem will descend from heaven to earth. The tree of life will be located in the midst of the garden on earth, and God will be on earth with man. Revelation 21, 1-3. God may very well move back and forth between heaven and earth, as he did in the earlier days of Adam, or Jesus may be the one dwelling with men, or God and Jesus may literally merge into one being, in the sense that when you see Jesus as he is, you will not be able to turn to the left and say hi Jesus, and then turn to the right and say hi God. Nevertheless, the tree of life will yield its fruit monthly to all the nations on the earth. Its leaves will be for the healing of the people of the nations on the earth. Revelation 22, 1-3. Here we get a picture of people continuously coming into the city of New Jerusalem, and eating from the tree of life to be healed. This is parallel to people continuously eating the bread of the communion to be healed. You don't just eat once and are healed forever, but you eat continuously and are continuously rejuvenated, because the tree of life is for the healing of the nations. That will be its purpose in the end, and that was its function in the beginning. When they stopped eating, they stopped getting healed. When they were cut off from the tree, it took 1,000 years for death to fully take effect, and for them to learn how to die. Furthermore, Jesus is like a tree of life in the sense that in him we have life and that life lasts forever. Jesus is like a tree of life in the sense that those who believe in him have eternal life through him. Jesus is life. Nevertheless, you must continuously eat from Jesus. Furthermore, the Bible says that we already have eternal life. We have to work at it. 1 John 5:13 says, These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life now, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. John 17:3 says, Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So, if eternal life is upon condition, how do we get to live forever unconditionally?